You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Personal embarrassment and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today and together, let's do this. Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
The first lawsuit has now been filed in the deadly Amtrak train derailment.
An injured Amtrak worker has filed the first lawsuit in connection with the deadly train derailment. Bruce Phillips was off duty, but he was on board Amtrak train 188 Tuesday night. The suit says Phillips was on his way from Philly to New York and was promoting Amtrak's Interstate Railroad Transportation Services. Phillips says he was violently hurled about the rail car, striking his body on numerous parts before he slammed to the floor. According to the suit, he suffered traumatic brain injury, multiple contusions, lacerations, and orthopedic and neurological injuries. He wants damages in excess of $150,000 for each of the four counts. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
The amount of bullying teens are subjected to at school may be on the decline. A new federal survey shows 22% of teens across the country said they'd been bullied in 2013, compared to 28% in 2009 and again in 2011. That figure includes verbal, physical, and social abuse, as well as cyberbullying. About 7% of the students who reported being victims of bullying in 2013 said the bullying had been done online. The latest survey also shows the Midwest is part of the country where teens are bullied most often in school. Today is National Bike to Work Day. It was created almost 60 years ago as a way to promote cycling as a healthy and enjoyable way to get to work. According to BikeLeague.org, Washington is the most bike-friendly state. So get on your bike and ride. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this Live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
Tuesday when the Amtrak train derailed. On trainorders.com, he wrote, "It shouldn't take an act of Congress to get an industry to adopt common sense safety standards." Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Hi.
Mark Zuckerberg calls himself a low-key birthday person, so of course he celebrated his 31st birthday yesterday by answering questions from the public at a town hall.
I can't think of anything more fun to be doing on my birthday than spending time with people in our community, talking to you guys and hearing about what your questions are.
Dressed in his usual jeans and gray t-shirt, the Facebook founder took questions from a live audience in Menlo Park and on Facebook. Zuckerberg got thousands of Facebook questions asking him to address the removal of posts and the blocking of accounts in Ukraine, where a conflict of Russia continues.
You know, I agree with the policies that we have around not supporting hate speech. I think that is a good set of rules that we have on the system.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 8:06. Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 53 degrees in Flemington right now and partly cloudy skies. That's a bit chilly, is it not? It's going to be warmer today, though. Today is Friday, TGIF, and it's May 15th. Sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 76. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening will give way to occasional showers overnight. A low of 54. Winds south-southeast at 5 to 10 and chance of rain is 40%. More clouds than sun tomorrow and a high of 83. South-southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday the 17th, some clouds and possibly an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 84. Monday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, 69 though. Tuesday the 19th, overcast with rain showers at times, high of 80. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 71. Mild weather on the way. 54 in White House, 52 in the town of Clinton, 53 in Phillipsburg, 50 over in Frenchtown, 53 in Ringo's, and 55 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. good morning, Hunter and Bixie here, coming live from Litchfield Beach, South Carolina. Coming through the studio offices and computers of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and Kim. Well, the thrill is gone, and actually, the thrill is lost, because we lost B.B. King last night, and this is him and his iconic tune, The Thrill Is Gone. How more metaphorical can he get? All right, it is 10 after 8. It is Friday. The thrill is gone. Let us check what is going on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Traffic from our traffic desk from HERTTMA.com. Register with HERTTMA.com or follow them on Twitter, and you can get all the latest traffic alerts. The good news is I don't have anything. Everything's quiet out there right now, and that's fine. Let's keep it that way. Drive safe, sound, and a little bit extra time so you're not taking those added risks, and you'll be fine, and so will all of us. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. I'll be talking with Michelle Heidi at 8:30 about the markets. Big up day yesterday. Find out how that happened, why that happened, and whether it's going to continue to happen. And then at 8:40, we got Mike at the movies. Mike gives us three movies, one from the cinemas, one that's a latest DVD or stream that you can grab, and his pick of the week. Guaranteed one good one. Usually he gives us three, or it tells us to stay away from one that might not be worth our time or our money. So we'll talk with Mike around 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunter, and it's Susan Lax from Hunter and Helpline. Susan Lax is the executive director over there, and she brings on individuals that are part of her organization or part of the organizations that Hunter and Helpline is in contact with to help you with anything and everything that you might be faced with, challenges that you might be having with regard to Hunterdon County. So if you don't think you have the right people that you can get in touch with, I guarantee you Susan Lax and Hunterdon Helpline can find you somebody to talk to that will get you on your way to your answer. Trish Green is on at 11 o'clock. She is part of Homestead Senior Care, and the show is Boomer's World, helping you understand, get advice, we're making sure that you can have your elderly loved ones live at home independently. Might need some advice, you might need some gap services, and Trish brings you all that information and more from 11 to 12. Kathy Sauer is on at noon, helping us with All About Animals. Kathy is an equine therapist, and she is also works with canines, and she brings on interesting folks to talk about taking care of our furry friends. Home Sweet Home, Patrick Gregory is on from 1 to 2, talking about home projects, home improvement, and maintenance. So listen to Patrick to get the latest. I know last couple of weeks he was talking about making sure your deck is safe and sound. Bob Burns is on from 2 to 3, master clinical hypnotherapist, master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, a Reiki master. Bob is living consciously and wants to have you live consciously as well. Legal issues and New Jersey are covered with Pat Smits in It's the Law with Pat Smits from 4 to 5. And then she's joined by two other attorneys, the sports guys, talking about nothing but national sports. Well, they're going to have plenty to talk about. If anybody else hasn't had anything to weigh in on about the Patriots and the Deflategate, well, I'm sure the sports guys will be talking about that. Plus, we're in the middle of baseball season, finishing up hockey and basketball. And we'll start talking about the NCAA football season and golf as well. So all that and more on the sports guys from 5 to 6. That's the entire Hunter and Chamber Radio.com lineup. It's all there in the Hunter and Chamber Radio.com website, mobile website, our Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and right after this. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on hunterdonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today. All right, Sister Sledge helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Universal Family Week finishes up tomorrow. Food Allergy Awareness Week. National Hospital Week. Is it a coincidence that Food Allergies and Hospital Week are together? I don't know. National Nursing Home Week. We got Trish Green on at 11 o'clock to help you make that decision or avoid that decision. With Boomer's World. National Police Week. National Return to Work Week, National Transportation Week, National Women's Health Week, Reading is Fun Week, the library show was on yesterday, Salute to Moms 35 Plus Week, Work at Home Moms Week, American Craft Beer Week, National Bike to Work Week, National Etiquette Week, Neuropathy Awareness Week, Salvation Army Week, National Stuttering Awareness Week, Art on the Square started today, and National Safe Boating Week starts tomorrow. That coincides nicely with an article we'll be doing about recreation in our area in a little bit. For today, the 15th of May, it's funny, it felt like winter just a few weeks ago. Hyperemesis Gravidarum Awareness Day. I have enough trouble pronouncing that than knowing what it is. Isra Amizraj Day. International MPS Awareness Day. National Tuberous Sclerosis Day. It's Nylon Stockings Day. Peace Officer Memorial Day. Straw Hat Day. Endangered Species Day, International Virtual Assistance Day, O. Henry Punoff Day, NASCAR Day, that's for Jim Gano there, National Bike to Work Day, National Defense Transportation Day, National Pizza Party Day. Talked about one of the top 25 pizzerias in the area in Lambertville. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And International Day of Families. There's a lot to get involved with there. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunter County Democrat reports that North Hunterdon and Voorhees youth and government delegations recognized. So our kids are in the high school there, and they, at a meeting on May 12th, the North Hunterdon and Voorhees Regional High School District Board of Education recognized the impressive performance by both of the high school's delegations that attended the 2015 New Jersey YMCA Youth and Government Conference from April 25th to 26th in Trenton. This is the 15th year that North Hunterdon was sent a delegation to the state conference, and the third time the school's delegation was recognized as premier delegation. In its first year sending a delegation to the conference, Voorhees High School were recognized as one of the outstanding delegations for their preparation, behavior, and participation during the conference. The YMCA's Youth and Government Program provides students the opportunity to gain practical experience in the legislative process. Honoring its motto of democracy must be learned by each generation, over 80% of the nearly 550 students who participated in New Jersey Conference write a bill and attempt to pass it through a student version of the legislature, from committee to assembly to Senate and to the youth governor and his or her cabinet. Other students can choose to act as a lobbyist, a member of the press corps, part of an executive response committee, or as part of the judiciary. All committees and chambers are led by students, elected by their peers, and trained by their role during the year. At the 2015 State Conference, 345 bills were submitted, with 70 bills passing both the Assembly and Senate. 44 bills were signed by the youth governor, of which 11 were written by North Hunterdon and Voorhees students. In addition to the awards for the delegations as a whole, some North Hunterdon students also received individual awards. North Hunterdon students Jessica Graham, Candy Greslow, and Pauline Jaffe won Outstanding Brief. Benjamin Zinovich won Outstanding Legislation. Alexandria Anderson was one of 25 students from the state conference selected to attend the Conference on National Affairs this summer in North Carolina, with Abigail Johnson, Taye Pulley, and Bronwyn Woolhouse selected as alternates. And last year I had the pleasure of having the governor, Nick Pulita Jr., was on my show talking about this whole YMCA government process and how he got elected governor. And so great to see this stuff happening here. And quite honestly, if we got folks from North Hunterdon and Voorhees that are making their way down there for the youth government, perhaps we can get them into the regular government and see if we can get some bills passed, because we really need some work done significantly in New Jersey. That is why that is Vitamin C for today.
Happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh. Celebrity birthdays from the Oldest Jockey Almanac for May 15th, 2015. We start off with No Strings Attached. Molly Gray is 24. The Human Centipede, First Sequence. Ashlyn Yenny is 30. She's the Man, cartoon voices to Family Guy. Alexandra Breckenridge is 33. Jessica Sutta is 33 from Bully. The Sopranos, Jamie Lee Sigler is 34. Edgemont, Richard Cahan, 35. Hannibal and Preach, Caroline Davernis is 37. From Numbers and 10 Things I Hate About You, David Krumholtz, 37. Pump Up the Volume, Ahmed Zappa is 41. Baywatch and Melrose Place, David Charvette is 43. Shelter, National Treasure, Book of Secrets, Brad Rowe is 45. G-Spot and Strange Days, Bridget Baco is 48. Greg Wise is 49 from Sense and Sensibility. L.A. Confidential's Brenda Bach is 52. Good Night and Good Luck, Grant Heslow is 52. The Prestige and Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Jamie Harris, 52. Television and Film Director, The X-Files, Rob Bellman is 55. Sportscaster, Dan Patrick is 59. Matt Houston, Django Unchained, Lee Horsley, 60. Tubular Bells musician Mike Oldfield, 62. Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett, 62. The Usual Suspects, Chaz Palminteri is 63. General Hospital, The Sound of Music, Nicholas Hammond, 65. Little River Band, Graham Goble, 68. Singer, Gunilla Hutton is 71. Country music singer, K.T. Oslin, 73. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Lonnie Kazan is 75. Singer Lenny Welch, 77. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is 78. Singer Trini Lopez is 78. And opera singer Anna Maria Albrighetti is 79. Those are our celebrity birthdays. We'd like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for us to take a break. News and weather up next. Michelle Heidi after that. Good morning, Hunter, and huntingchamber.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A U.S. Naval Academy midshipman will be laid to rest today in New York after he was killed in Tuesday's Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia. Major Robert Green called Justin Zimzer a stand-up.
You ask him to do something, he runs and he gets it done quickly. So very focused.
Frank Kallenberg played high school football with Zimzer and said his former teammate was the whole package.
He's basically what you want your kid to be if you're a parent. 2,200 on his SATs, Naval Academy.
Meanwhile, video from a camera in front of the Amtrak train is helping NTSB investigators get a better picture of what happened. Blues legend B.B. King is gone. The man credited with bringing blues from the margins of music to the mainstream died Thursday at his home in Las Vegas. The 89-year-old King of the Blues announced 2 weeks ago that he was home in hospice care. He'd suffered from type 2 diabetes for years. Known as a tireless performer, he continued playing tour dates, including 100 performances last year. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame Top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. You're up to 55 degrees in Flemington right now. Partly cloudy skies. It'll be warmer today than yesterday. Mostly cloudy skies this morning for May 15th. Will become partly cloudy this afternoon. A high of 76. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening will give way to occasional showers overnight. A low of 54. Wind south-southeast at 5 to 10. Chance of rain 40%. And mostly cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day tomorrow, a high of 82. Sunday, partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, 83. Partly cloudy on Monday will give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon, only of 68 though on Monday. Could change, got a couple days before that. Tuesday the 19th, cloudy with occasional rain showers, high of 80, and a few clouds from time to time on Wednesday with a high around 70. Temperatures are up and down. 55 in Tewksbury, 54 in Hampton, 52 in Frenchtown, 54 in Ringgost, 54 in Phillipsburg, and 57 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Michelle, Heidi is on the phone with me. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
It's a little chilly out there today, and we were just talking about that off air. But it's going to get back up in the 80s, so you're going to be okay today. Today's 76, nice, and tomorrow a little warmer. So.
Yeah, hardly May 15th already. Holy mackerel!
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's like we were talking about March just a few days ago.
Exactly.
Complaining we're still in the winter, and all of a sudden it's spring and little peaks of summer showing up.
Absolutely. All right. So yesterday certainly was a nice little rally in the stock market with the S&P hitting a high again. And, the paring back of the dollar a little bit and a little bit more stability in the bond market and the fact that some of the economic data that's come in this week has been relatively tepid led for a nice little rally yesterday. So that happened here in the U.S. and then overnight in Asian markets, with the exception of the Shanghai Index, which did not participate in the rally because they're still concerned about liquidity over there. But overall, both in Asia and now so far this morning in Europe, they're kind of taking our lead as far as the U.S. is concerned. We do have some additional economic data coming out today. We have the consumer sentiment for May. We have April's industrial production, and the Empire manufacturing data is due any moment now. And then other than that, let's see, it looks like the dollar is recovered a little bit today. But held near some of the recent lows. We saw the euro topping $1.14 for the first time since February yesterday. And then, as I mentioned, European markets are currently trading a little bit higher, and part of that also has to do with the fact that Draghi said that the central bank would, quote-unquote, implement in full its bond buying program. So the European markets are taking that as a positive over here as well. So, as I mentioned, yesterday the S&P 500 set a new closing record, and one of the biggest leaders over there was Information Technologies. They jumped 1.7%.
That's the Google versus Oracle type thing going on. I don't know exactly. Yeah, that must have been something.
Exactly. Oh, boy. And, wow, we just got the New York Manufacturing Index that hit 3.09 in May, up from a negative 1.19 in April. So, although the Economist polled by Reuters had expected the index to rise to 5 this month, but at least the fact that it's positive does indicate expansion. So,
well, that's a significant change. So you're getting a sense that the way they're pulling together this data is a little antiquated.
Right.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, interesting. And I'm taking a look. It also looks like some of the employment data that came out, the index for the number of employees fell for a second month to 5.21 from 9.57, but the gauge on the average employee work week moved from negative 2.08 from negative 4.26 in April.
Wow.
So that was interesting. But then also we had the survey on future business convictions falling a little bit. Well, actually not a little bit. It fell from 29.81 from 37.06. So that was pretty big drop, actually.
Mm. Wow.
But, let's see. So yeah, it had a little bit of effect on the futures, but overall the futures are trading up slightly, relatively flat. After the couple of days we had, I wouldn't be surprised if we had a relatively flat market today with some profit taking going into the weekend.
Yep. So the Netflix is moving into China. That's a big move on their part. So that might have had an effect on that NASDAQ, on the IT
right.
tech. And the oil is steadied below 67. About a month or so ago, we were talking about it being the 50s. So somehow, some way, we missed out on almost a $10 or a 20% rise when we weren't when we weren't paying attention. So,
right.
and the dollar, as you already mentioned, is weakened a little bit, and that had a big effect on the market as well as the you said tepid data. Now that's funny because why do you think the tepid data would have made the stock market do what it did as opposed to significantly positive data?
That's always the interesting part because my guess is the fact that, well, if the economic data continues to come in relatively lukewarm, mm-hmm. then the likelihood of the Fed raising rates,
you
know, as early as next month gets further pushed back to September, December. So it's like, you know what, because then you're already starting to hear, and you know, Joe and I already mentioning folks that when we actually finally do see the first rate increase, you know, typically the market's going to have a knee-jerk reaction. So
right.
sometimes, you know, we've talked about this before, sometimes you just want to get it done, have it over with, move on.
We've talked about this before. We have talked about this for 9 months. 9 months.
Yes.
We started talking about this back when Janet Yellen took over in September of last year, and it's been nothing but the topic every week for 9 months. It's a game of stupid chicken with the markets, and it just I don't know what we're doing, but the guys that know how to play it well are doing it fine. So we'll see. Amazing.
Yep. Exactly.
All right.
Very
good.
All right.
So what's on your plans for the weekend, Michelle?
Based on the weather forecast, lots of time outside.
All right.
Weather is picking all of these weeds that seem to be popping up in every possible space, but hopefully it's worth it as well.
All right. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. We'll talk with you on Monday, and we'll see what the markets bear for the weekend, and we'll start again next week.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Have a great weekend as well.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock on Some Things About Money. They help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimberberry.com. We're going to take another break, get Mike at the movies on. We'll talk about three different movies. Get your pencils ready and make sure you circle what you need to circle. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
brothers and my sisters all over this land.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved. Be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
And it's time for a little Mike at the Movies. My good friend Mike is on the phone, and we're going to talk about movies. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. Let's talk about movies.
All right, let's do that. You usually do a theater one. What did you see this week?
Let's start with I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story.
And this is referring to The Big Bird?
Is there any other? There's the sui generis, the one.
Okay.
Yes, it is referring to The Big Bird.
Okay.
I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story. It is unrated. It is directed by Chad N. Walker and David Lamatino. And it is the story of Carol Spinney, who has been for 45 years Big Bird.
Wow.
He is now 80, and this is the story of behind the scenes at Sesame Street and about his life, how he grew up, how he became Big Bird, what's it like to play Big Bird, the fact that Big Bird is, and this word is tossed about rather loosely today, but Big Bird is truly an international icon.
Yeah.
And they do talk to his co-workers, his contemporaries, and we get it. I mean, just the rig alone, what he has to wear and how he performs in it will seize your admiration.
Yeah.
And then we talks about his other, you know, he's also Oscar the Grouch, who is this guy, a bit about his growing up, the other people on the show,
mm-hmm.
and it really is quite remarkable to see. And then in the latter part of the film, we have what could be termed the rise of Elmo and how that changed the dynamic a bit. And but really, yes, it's sentimental, and yes, it certainly does play at those things, but it really is ultimately quite a compelling look at this phenomenon and
yeah.
What strikes you is the greatness of what these people have achieved, at least for me. I mean, mm-hmm. beyond Mr. Spinney's individual achievement, but what has the Sesame Street phenomenon, if you will, you know, it's remarkable. It's astonishing what they've done.
Well, it's five generations already. Sheesh.
There we go. We began in 1969. As I said, Carol Spinney has been Big Bird and Oscar since day one.
Wow.
And there wasn't always fun times at Sesame Street behind the scenes, but that also is, you know, part of what makes the film compelling. But really, we get to talk to a few some of the cast members,
mm-hmm.
And you know, these are people that you know for the past 45 years, people have grown up with many generations, and it's something to see them. Out of character, and really quite a good film.
Now, Well, I have so many different questions. I don't know how many you're going to answer.
Sure.
How many you're going to answer for me because you want me to see the film. But first statement I want to make, though, is 50 years plus, there's been hundreds of people that's been through that factory of Sesame Street. You recall any time hearing about a scandal or anything that defaced that brand ever?
The only thing that comes close is recently the puppeteer who was Elmo's primary puppeteer had some difficulty, but no, the show has not been tainted. And it's interesting that that's true. We have what you see in the film is that these people are genuinely dedicated to what they're doing, and it's remarkable to consider that some of the cast have been with them throughout the whole run.
Yeah.
People like Bob McGrath. There he is.
Wow.
He's on the screen. He's talking to you. It's Bob. And that's quite something. And they show you bits where something they don't do as much now, but they did in the earlier days, was do live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they show you that, and the fact that Big Bird is the Mick Jagger, if you will, of the Sippy Cup set is quite something, and the fact that things do change, and as Carol has gotten older, they have things in place to pass the torch, if you will, but also the things on the show have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But these people remain dedicated. It's quite right. Something.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Now, has there been any? Do they talk about any technical revelations that have gone on with Big Bird from fifty
well,
years?
Well, the fact is that there haven't been a great many innovations in that. I mean, what's remarkable is this man, now 80 or older now, has managed this. But as I said, the rig alone, what he wears and how he performs, will draw your admiration.
Oh, yeah.
At that.
But it hasn't changed much. It's still the same old rig, and I mean, I'm sure they have more than one suit. Sure. My God, I hope so. But
the fact is that it hasn't changed quite a lot. How he works is quite something. And again, without going into too much detail, you will admire them all the more for how he has.
Now,
he has not managed, but he succeeded in this.
Right. Now, which voice is a natural voice closer to, Oscar or Big Bird?
He's closer to Big Bird.
Really?
Yeah.
I love those. I love when you see the actual person, you've recognized that cartoon voice for years, and all of a sudden it's coming out of a human being.
Right. Well, it's not, his speaking voice is not so close to the characters that it's disconcerting that you're chatting with Big Bird when he's talking about his early life.
And I'll be hell. But
certainly,
that would be hell at parties.
You can determine.
Can you imagine going to parties and you're having a chat about some social phenomenon and somebody all of a sudden gets this realization that they've heard that voice before but they just can't place it.
Yeah, I may have had one or two of those moments. It's difficult to recall, but the fact that Big Bird is internationally beyond famous,
right?
But Carol Spinney is not.
Yeah,
is quite something. But it's the best of all possible worlds in a way,
mm-hmm.
And also it talks about his second marriage, his current marriage, the woman he's been married to for quite a long time. He had an unhappy first marriage, and they talk about that, but also they talk very much to and with his current wife and how, that changed everything for him and made life possible for him. It's quite touching.
Is she sworn to secrecy like a superhero wife?
You might have to see the film.
Okay. Is his stature, is he tall or...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
he is told.
Once again, if I give you every detail.
No, come on, man. It's a long film. I can tell the first.
He's not. He's certainly not a dwarf. I mean, he has to.
Yeah, and then you also said they have something in place that at some point the passing of the torch.
Well, at this point, there's another performer who does stand in for Carol at times.
Okay.
And he, he's a regular puppeteering performer on the show, but he's
okay.
He's ready.
Does Carol like speak through a watch or something like that, or do we have a different voice as well?
Well, yeah, we have a different, different performer. So, yeah.
All right. I thought maybe he would be.
But, he's not. You know, Big Bird does not sound like Walter Cronkite. the fact is that if anyone has seen the show, I'm sure that their core demographic is not tuned in. But if you've seen the show, you've seen this other performer, and there's been and the performance has in no way suffered. I mean, not
okay.
at all.
Cool.
But they talk to this guy who is the younger version and says, yeah, I have a respect for the character and I admire Carol,
mm-hmm.
but he does things in sort of his own way. So.
Okay. Very cool. Wow. That one's intriguing. I guess it just draws on your childhood growing up that you want to see what's going on behind the scenes. Cause you really get to not
that,
see that.
That is it. Yes.
Very cool. All right. Moving on to a DVD.
This one is in the theaters, and it's also on pay-per-view.
Okay.
So we have that. I don't know quite when. I'm sure it'll be released on DVD soon because it didn't have a wide release in the theaters. It's still in the theaters now, but in any case, you can also catch it on pay-per-view, so it's a bit of both.
Okay.
This is Five Flights Up, and it's PG-13, directed by Richard Lonkane, and it stars Morgan Freeman, Diane Keaton, and Cynthia Nixon. And, okay. 40 years ago, Alex, an artist, and his wife, Ruth, bought an apartment in a sketchy part of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 40 years later, the neighborhood is now trendy.
Yeah.
And sought after. And if they sell their place they've lived in for 40-some-odd years, they could get as much as $1 million or more. She is a retired school teacher. He is an artist who has not been, terribly successful, but they have been happy. All right, so they list it. And then, so we have, a dramedy, if you will, about this couple and about their selling their, or wanting to sell, or maybe they'll sell. He doesn't really want to. She does, and their relationship. And we have flashbacks and... there's also in the neighborhood is an ongoing story which is played out in the news about crime and perhaps some links to terrorism and that impacts because it may impact the price of the apartment and so forth. And so what do we got here? We got this. We have the two leads and we have little jibes at the news media and ageism and so forth. And so on, and mm-hmm. they have their little dog, which gives it a certain sentimentality. And so, all right, this film, it's worth seeing because of the performances of the two leads.
Okay.
They are convincing. They will have you believing that they truly love one another, and Cynthia Nixon also puts in a really good performance as a very harried real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it is a bit sentimental at times, but it's a pleasure to see actors of this caliber, doing their job.
Yeah. It sounds like it's not based on a true story, but it sounds like it certainly could be.
I'm sure it's happened. It's happened more. Once and what's interesting about the film is so this news event which is played out in real time is rather sensational. It's like okay, this is going to affect the price and do we really want to move?
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes some observational shots, if you will, of the quote younger generation and how they're seen as perhaps so self-absorbed and the Morgan Freeman character can't really understand them, And but it's well done.
Yeah. Neat. Sounds like another good film. That one. Does The Apartment become its another inanimate character, or is it? Or are you really focused on the couple?
It's focused on the couple, but the fact that they've lived there for so long and been happy there,
mm-hmm.
and you know, then they go looking for a new place, and they find one because, you know, practical concerns. Now they're getting older. It's, you know, hence the title, Five Flights Up.
Right.
And that's getting to be difficult, and so they might, you know, they need to do something about that. And it's also, you know, at one point she says, you know, we have to take control of our lives. You know, we have to do something. And, you know, and then they use, you know, the cutest little dog who's now getting older and has a problem, and that, you know, that tugs at you, or at least some people emotionally. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, I could certainly...
Yep.
Be curmudgeonly about that, but no, it works.
Does the dog becomes?
There's some problems with the dog, and
yeah, no.
That's part of what's going on.
No, my question, I guess, is: does the dog become the focus of their projecting their issues onto the dog?
No,
no?
Not so much.
No, okay,
no. But they're concerned, and one of the things
right.
is, you know, is the dogs are getting old too, and the stairs are a problem. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So okay, cool. All right, two good ones. All right, and then we got the third one. So it's a trifecta today. What's your pick of the week?
Sriracha,
okay.
From 2013. It is not rated. It's directed by Griffin Hammond, and
mm-hmm.
it is a film about the sriracha sauce. If you're not familiar, that is the chili and garlic, etc., hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
with the rooster on the bottle.
Okay.
And this is a story of David Tran, who, I mean, in the you know, it has a strong following, sriracha sauce. People put it on everything. 20 million bottles were sold in 2012. And it's a story of this sauce and what, you know, where, how it's made. And it's interesting because David Tran, the man who has the company and who started it, he is an ethnic Chinese man from Vietnam,
uh-huh.
who came to this country with zero, and he makes the sauce in California.
Okay.
And they get their chilies from only one grower in California, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really quite something to how, and they've had no advertising campaign. They've had no, you know, it's strictly the loyalty of their you know, people who like this stuff, who love this stuff, and that's part of the fun of the film. And it's only like 40 minutes long, so give it a look.
Wow. Does it take you from the beginnings? Is that it? It's more of a traversal of the whole building of it, or is it just talking about present day?